Well, it's a defeat at home, particularly, that you never want. It's frustrating in one end, in respect to, I think we start the game well, we're on top. Goal at half time changes things, but they still got 45 minutes to for it to try and put that right. And again, start the second half okay. Then the second goal makes it extremely difficult. It's a great finish from the lad, to be fair to him. But then, after that, we huff and puff. Still have chances, really. I think we missed a lot of chances today. And might argue haven't worked the keeper enough, but that doesn't mean that you've not had chances. But at the minute, what is, like I said, we're getting punished. It's, a really bad first goal to give away again. And as a result, makes the job a lot harder.
What would you say to fans who are saying we lost because you made so many changes?
Well, I mean, I just had that conversation in the dressing room, and that was obvious that that's going to be one of the things that people are going to bring up. I think if you look at how we started the game, the first 43 minutes or whatever it was, I don't think anyone would have been saying anything at that point. It's easy after the event, and I think it's, quite disrespectful to the lads that have come in. As I said, if I was throwing youth team players in there, then I understand that. But, for me, that's not the reason that we lost the game.
Did we miss the players, the Dizzlies of this world?
I thought we had more than enough of the play. More than enough. We've got to get to being ruthless, and we've got to stop making silly mistakes. It's very easy for me to sit there and say that, but that's what football's about. What happens in the goal areas, particularly, and putting the ball in the net. And as I said today, we had enough chances to get ourselves in front initially, and then a bad goal to give away. And after that, probably enough chances to get back on level terms. So I don't think it's, simply down to that at all.
Since we had a lot of games recently, we were talking about missed chances and the silly goals given away.
It does, and ultimately that's got to be something that we've got to put right together. If not, the same pattern will keep happening, because it doesn't matter how much you have the ball and look like you're the team on the front foot. Say it's the game's about scoring a goal, and once it went 2-0, it made it extremely difficult. It was easy for them. Back to that scenario of the clearing the ball into areas, and it doesn't really matter if a player doesn't get there. But towards the end, I just felt we were, a little bit guilty of watching the ball instead of trying to make something happen. But still could have got a goal to set up that sort of grandstand finish, but it never came.
James McEwan seems to have lost a little bit of confidence at the start of this season. You thinking of bringing another keeper in?
Not particularly. But there were obviously a couple of incidents today. The first one, when he nearly got caught, I think he just didn't see the picture clear enough. The second one happens from time to time with a touch. And the goal, I'll have to see it again, but similar-ish to the Alshingham one. The other side, I think the ball was staying in this time, in truth. But whether or not he either should go for it, once he's gone, he's got to try and palm it, even if it's away for a corner. He can't put it back into play. And I don't think the lad was offside. Some people were claiming for that, but I presume because we were defending a ball pretty much on his goal line, that he was onside.
Are you thinking of making some signings? Are you able to do so with the window shutting?
Again, it's very easy to just think new players is the answer. I still got belief in that group of players. Some people might think that that's misguided, but a lot of those players are still good players. Only Saturday I was singing the praises, and I think the general consensus was what an effort. And like I said, the Saturday Monday games, I've just looked at some other teams just out of interest, teams that have won, that have changed the team, so, and had a good result again, and some vice versa. That's life as a manager. You make decisions. Had my team that played, or the majority of them, obviously it would have had to change slightly, played today from the weekend, there's nothing to say that we'd have won that game. Maybe we'd have been too leggy. So, it's again, I think that's an easy excuse to make.
Boreham Wood coming up makes that one a big game again. I suppose the longer it goes on that you haven't won for a few games, every game coming up gets more important.
Of course it does, yeah. We've got to go there and try and get a result, as always. So they're playing, that was the first time today that some of the lads will have experienced playing at Blundell Park and things. All right, first off, Torquay, but got the reaction and sort of not a long period of time where, you're not getting the sort of rounds of applause. So that's an experience for some of them. We of course don't want to experience that too often, but that's a bit of a learning curve for us and some of the new lads, I would suggest more so. But playing for this football club, every game is an element of pressure to it. As you said, the longer it goes, then of course that pressure builds.
We talked before the game about the gap not growing. It has. Does
Yeah.
that concern you?
I'd prefer it didn't, but it has, as you says, certainly. I think Forest Green have won, Woking have won, Gateshead, missed a couple out there, but they've certainly won. I think over the course of the season, we'll have a spell where we're doing very well. But we need to be doing better, sooner rather than later.